And that's what we see in every, what I'm calling, in every, those that happen today, in every evolutionary moment. The Egyptian Revolution in Istanbul, and definitely in the Occupy movement. Those moments when we feel released from the constraints of obedience and see before us simply the work that needs to be done. And we are eager for it. We're eager to join with our fellows and get it done. And that's when we see our abundance, when we join hands with each other. That's when we realize how much we've been lied to about each other. Like the friend of Kropotkin said, how good humanity is. I didn't know that. We've been so misled. We've been so misled because they have insinuated agents to a degree we never, ever imagined. And because the media make sure we never have the necessary discussions. And because they keep material hardship at the foremost of our minds. But in those moments, when we are released from the constraints of all that conditioning, all that pressure, and we see reality, the truth, we are so good at heart. We who are honest and not on the payroll of these tiny, tiny few desperate to maintain their control. Turning now to Alice, the precious gift she is, I appreciate more and more every day. Every day. It feels like I say she is a saint because she explains the unexplainable. How fellow humans could do the unimaginable to their brothers and sisters. We cannot ever get that until Alice explains it. Because while I say here that we don't need anyone else to tell us what to do, the reality is that these babies who power seizes, and we're going to hear more about that from Himmler himself, the game plan laid out for us right there, very clear. If we had really freedom of speech and a free left speaking, this would have been discussed decades ago. The fact that they actually create, they take from those they consider the better children, those of better blood from the lessers, and raise them. That they actually reproduce. And it makes sense. I mean, we've never talked about the obvious. How do you reproduce the system? The belief that you are a superior race by blood, destined to rule, to be the philosopher, king, statesman, unless you train children to believe that. I mean, that's obvious. That's just obvious. So while we say it, and at this in this space that, no, we don't need anyone else to tell us what to do. Alice is going to be explaining today that, in fact, these children are raised who absolutely need someone to tell them what to do. And that they are raised, created, for that to be their sole purpose in life. To wait till there is the father figure to tell them what to do and then to please him.